The Southeast Alaska State Fair will go on as planned this weekend. Fair organizers are taking steps to ensure the safest gathering possible, even as COVID-19 cases spike across Southeast Alaska. Last year, there was no fair due to the pandemic. This year, the fair is back, but COVID mitigation is a top priority. One of the fair organizers, Maddie Wittick, says she's excited about a fun yet safe event.
The beauty of the Southeast Alaska State Fair is almost all of it happens outside. The CDC is recommending if you're going to hold an event, have it be outside. So that's really in our favor.
But there are a number of activities that won't be on the schedule this year as part of the mitigation plan.
So there won't be a bounce house, and we won't have the joust, which is the inflatable kind of warrior knock people off of a pedestal thing.
The Southeast Alaska State Fair typically draws hundreds of people from communities like Whitehorse and Canada's Yukon Territory, Juneau, Sitka, Skagway, and Haines. The event features music shows, vendors, and a slew of activities and games for all ages. There will be some changes. No live music or beer sold at the Klondike stage this year. But there still will be a horseshoe tournament.
There will not be alcohol for sale with the horseshoes, which I know is a disappointment for some.
One of the biggest changes fairgoers will see is the sign-in sheet at the entrance to track attendees.
That's really the only way that we are able to keep track of who is attending. And in the very, what we feel, unlikely event of any outbreak and the need to do contact tracing, that's how we're going to be able to do it.
Another big change will be the shorter hours.
We will not be having a late night program. We will be wrapping up for the evening at around 8 or 9 o'clock, depending on the day. You know, people hang out in the beer garden later and the late night music, everybody kind of comes together to dance. Part of our COVID mitigation strategy is to avoid that.
Organizers will make free masks available at the entrance. There will be hand washing and sanitizing stations located throughout, and social distancing is encouraged. There is a long schedule of events available at seakfair.org, culminating in headlining acts like Diggin' Dirt, a funk band out of California, on Friday night. And the Lack family on Saturday. The final event of the weekend will be a free-for-all pie fight at 3:30 Sunday afternoon.
We have a lot of whipped cream and Dream Whip, and we are making whipped cream pies, and it's a no-rules pie fight.
Transportation options include the Alaska Marine Highway System, Alaska Fjord Lines, the Haines-Skagway Fast Ferry, and there are options from Alaska Seaplanes. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze.